state lawmakers had yesterday off, but are back at the Capitol today. And as it has every day of this short session so far, water continues to dominate the discussion. The state, of course, is facing that January 31st deadline to sign off on a drought contingency plan, or the federal government has said it would move to implement restrictions itself. With me for our weekly look at what to expect at 1700 West Washington in the coming days is Katie Campbell. She covers the state house for the Arizona Capital Times. And Katie, last week there was some grumbling from lawmakers and legislative leaders that they hadn't seen any actual language of what they'd be voting on. So now that they've seen some and had some time to review it, what are you hearing from lawmakers about that draft language?
Well, it's pretty much what they were expecting at this point. You know, it doesn't get into some really serious nitty-gritty issues that you might have gotten caught up on. But this is a lot of what was expected, and I think it really alleviated those legislators' concerns. House Speaker Rusty Bowers in particular was really saying, you know, if my lawmakers don't get 2 weeks to look into this and really understand what they're signing, then that deadline's going to move to, the way he put it, was January 32nd. His way of kind of saying, you know, we're going to have to adjust our expectations. But now they've had the draft legislation on their desks since last Thursday, and they're getting that time to look and understand what's in front of them. And it doesn't seem it's going to be much of a problem. At this point, everyone's been on the same page about the urgency of the issue. And now with language to actually consider, it's just a matter of kind of hashing out the little things, I think.
Is this one of those devil is in the details kind of situations, though, where as lawmakers start seeing the details, the nitty-gritty of what's in these bills, that some concerns might rise up?
Sure, and I think that's true of just about anything like this. They're going to nitpick, and they're going to want to see that, you know, conservation concerns are addressed, and that Pinal County Agriculture kind of has their say. They've been raising their voices collectively about their own concerns about infrastructure and switching to groundwater versus quote unquote wet water. So certainly there's a lot of little details that people still could get caught up on. But really, at the end of the day, the overriding message seems to be, we've got to get this done, and we're going to get this done.
All right, let's talk about another big issue for this session, which is going to be coming up later today, dealing with education funding. This is the proposal from State Senator Sylvia Allen to basically expand the current sales tax that pays for education. It has kind of gotten mixed reviews at the Capitol, the governor saying that he does not support it. Do you have a sense of sort of where this bill falls in terms of having enough support, or maybe just sort of being a conversation starter?
It's exactly that, I think. It's a pretty serious conversation starter, because you have a conservative Republican who would traditionally reject proposals for tax increases making that proposal herself. So it is absolutely getting people started along this path. And she's not the only one contemplating this exact sort of fix. Senator Kate Brophy McGee is also expected to drop a similar plan. But for the most part, it's gotten a lot of support. It's, you know, I think a lot of folks see it as taking the conversation in the right direction, that it's not, the conversation is no longer do we give education more money, but rather how much more money kind of thing. But whether that's enough to get it fully across the finish line, that's yet to be seen, of course. We're still early on in things, and there are certainly people out there with some hesitation.
Well, and obviously education and education funding will be such a big issue again this year as it was last year. And I want to ask you about something that you've written about in terms of, on the House side, how the chair of the House Education Committee is starting to look at some of these education bills.
Yeah, so it's kind of, the word I'm using is kind of like a cute nugget in the throw of all of this concern over what's going to happen with education this year. Representative Michelle Udall has decided to bring a little bit of her classroom experience to the House Education Committee by using a rubric, so kind of a grading scale, to decide which education bills are actually going to be heard. We're expecting a ton to be assigned to that committee, and she wants to use this rubric to really focus in on the ideas that she believes have the best chance of passing, and also really further the conversation around education, not just in as a matter of party politics, but also as far as the education community at large is concerned. So she's kind of going through now and giving those initial grades to the bills we've seen so far, and those that rise to the top will be heard first, and those that fall to the lower end of the scale, they just might run out of time or simply never be heard because they're not meeting this criteria that she's laid out for herself.
I wonder if some of her colleagues are hoping that maybe she'll be grading on a curve.
I would certainly say that they are probably hopeful of exactly that. Some of the more interesting ideas, well, she declined to, you know, point out some bills that might not be making the grade, so to speak. But there certainly have been a few that have been seen in the community as more polarizing that probably won't quite meet the mark.
All right, so Katie, before we wrap up, let's talk about some bills that are going to be heard on Thursday in the Senate Judiciary Committee. And these have also gotten a decent amount of attention leading up to their hearing. These deal with election-related issues, and in one case, basically telling early voters that if you're going to vote early, you have to vote by mail.
Right. So it's kind of seen as targeting the procrastinators, so to speak. Senator Michelle Ugenti-Reda basically saying if you get your ballot, your early ballot by mail, you need to return it that way so that we don't have this long period after the election of going through and looking over those ballots and verifying those ballots, which has caused some slowdown in the past, I guess you could say.
All right. That's Katie Campbell. She covers the State House of Representatives for the Arizona Capital Times. Katie, thanks.
Thank you.